Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Let's kick it off right this episode as we welcome you in to another high-tech Texan show podcast. If you are listening in Southeast Texas, let's just say Houston, Galveston, and into Louisiana, near Lake Charles, I guess. It is KPRC AM radio. We are live. If you're listening on a Saturday, 11 a.m. Central, if it's not any of those, you are podcasting, or maybe a little iHeartRadio. Appreciate you tuning in. We've done this for 20 years, and man, we're going to continue to rock it when we got news like this. It's the middle of a nasty hot summer, right before we start moving in, my last one, to college. Going to suck that up next week. That's not going to be fun, but we will try to make this a little fun for the next 2 hours or so, because we got some interesting news, especially if you're ready for some new smartphone news. It generally doesn't happen until, oh, I don't know, September, October, but we're going to start that off right now with what's happening with Samsung and even Google with their Google Pixel. I got a few treats for you. You know what? Let me back this up. I have a few treats for me this show, because I want to, and I need to start doing some more interviews, fun interviews with actually very interesting people. It does not have to specifically be in the world of technology. As you know, I cover and talk so much more about that. But I got at least two coming up today. I'm very anxious in the next 25 minutes or so. I'm going to get Derek Stevens on the line. Derek Stevens, he is the CEO and owner of Circa Hotel Resort and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. If you are a gambling fan or betting fan who are anxious for football season to start, including the NFL, they've got a really – dude, Derek is an entrepreneur, but he's a big gambler. And he has a massive amount of money, $10 million. There you go. I blew the lead. $10 million promotion for the NFL for some betting options that you potentially could have some fun with. And I just want to know how he started. Tillman's Golden Nugget in Vegas, literally across the street from Derek Stevens' new Circa Hotel. He also owns the D downtown. He owns a number of different downtown Vegas properties. And so I'm going to talk to Derek. And then next hour, I'm not going to say I'm in love, but I'm a big fan of this person. If you know I'm a sports person, I follow the sports business media side. I've always and still do want to be some sort of a sports anchor reporter. This person has a dream job, even though she's a generation younger than me. The beautiful, the wonderful, the talented Allie LaForce is going to be joining me. Allie, who used to be on CBS Sports on the sidelines of the SEC Network games. Allie, she now is with Turner Sports, does NBA on TNT, some of the March Madness coverage too. Allie, married to former Houston Astro pitcher Joe Smith. Joe Smith was just traded a few weeks ago to the Seattle Mariners. Allie and Joe are going to be holding a gala here at the end of August in the Houston area to raise funds for a nonprofit organization that they are very involved with. And so I get the chance to talk to Allie about that. But also, you know, I'm throwing in some sports questions. So buckle your seatbelts. We're gonna start right now with what I did last Wednesday. I'm actually going to talk about something that I cannot talk about. It sounds like a Seinfeld episode. Samsung, and I'm a big Samsung fan, you know, I'm an Android guy. This is the third time this year they've actually had some sort of announcement coming out. When companies like Samsung have an announcement of new products, they set a date, they tell the world, log in over here, or here's go to the website on this day, and even sometimes this hour, to see what's going on. Well, they generally tip the media off a little before that. Sometimes it's one day, sometimes it's about a week beforehand to let them know, to let us know about what is happening when it comes to when you're allowed to talk about it to the public. You know, you kind of know what's going on. It's called an embargoed press release, embargoed press conference. They send out something. I've done this several times for Samsung, and I did it this past Wednesday where I had to sign almost my life away with a non-disclosure agreement. It is embargoed. And right about 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, I had to sit in front of my computer watching this pre-recorded press conference that showed three or four of the five of the things that Samsung is going to be officially announcing next week. So I am under sworn affidavit. Right now, I cannot talk about it. But it's really funny. And for some inside baseball, I'm going to give you some of the rules that they have us go through. All right, I'm going to read these rules right now. This is literally from Samsung. And there's a lot of companies who do the same thing too. All right, so number one is all attendees must sign and return the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement, before joining the briefing. Do not forward the link to others. Only those invited may attend. All right, okay, it gets juicier. Please, I'm serious, it says this. Please watch and listen with headphones from a private room away from others. No windows or blinds drawn, no public areas, etc. And then no recording, filming, videos, pictures, or screenshots. And to further that, when this pre-recorded video rolled, there's a watermark on the actual presentation with my name splattered across the screen. And it said, this video is for Michael Garfield. So if for some reason I did happen to take a screenshot or film, obviously my name is going to be on there, and obviously Samsung is going to get their lawyers on top of me. Needless to say, I did not do any of that. It's all in my head. La cabeza. All right? I know what is going on. So next Wednesday, August 11th at 9 a.m. Central Time, if you do want to go on to my Instagram account or my Twitter account or even my podcast, maybe I will tell you exactly what is going on. But if you're a Samsung fan, yeah, you should be impressed. A lot of rumors out there, and I guess what I can comment on is the rumor mill out there. The rumor is, you know, I can't confirm or deny that they are going to be launching the third generation of their flip phones. And Samsung for several years has had two flip phones, the Z Flip Phone and the Z Fold Phone. I have both of the, I guess, second versions, and they're really interesting. It's like the old clamshell phone. It's also like a phone that opens like a book. Could that be coming? Well, not sure, but I thought that was fun, one of the rumors out there. Could they be launching a new audio device, like another pair of in-ear earbuds? It's another thing that I saw. People ask me that. Can't confirm or deny. Maybe they want to announce a new another watch? I mean, they already have a number of different Galaxy watches. Could they launch one of those? Potentially. That's the biggest tease. I'm going to have to wait for another 4 or 5 days to tell you, but at least 1 week from today, or on this podcast, you can get the entire details. Either way, I'm sure I'm probably going to get a few of these because I am a Samsung Galaxy guy. Break time right now. When we come back, I'll tell you what Google is doing. Let's just say you're still an Android fan, but you don't care about Samsung. Man, tell you what, Google comes out with a new Pixel 6. And I'll tell you what, man, Google is picking up some steam. Could they take over the world when it comes to smartphones? We shall see. Stand by. Some of your comments on the old Facebook at High Tech Texan. You can hit me at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram over here. Hey, Garf, heard your comments about Samsung. Can't wait. I know you're a big Samsung pimp. I actually should trademark. I am a Samsung pimp. An unpaid Samsung pimp. Samsung, if you're listening, God knows how many products I've sold for you over the past 15 years by talking about your great products. I heard something about T-Mobile is shutting down Sprint service as we continue. Yes, T-Mobile is shutting down their Sprint service. If for some reason you have a phone still on the Sprint network, and remember not long ago, it was T-Mobile and Sprint, they merged, let's just call it like that, in terms of a buyout. There will no such thing as Sprint going on. I'll give you a countdown. You are just under 1 year before you have to do something. T-Mobile is going to shut down Sprint's 4G LTE network next June 30th, 2022. That's the latest step in the merging of the two wireless carriers. But if you want more information, I guess I can go ahead and make it simple to put it on the old Twitter. But you can go to T-Mobile's website, and there's a support page, and it talks about details of how they're going to do this. They're moving, you know, Sprint's LTE spectrum to the T-Mobile network, and it does say that most Sprint LTE and 5G devices can work on the T-Mobile LTE and 5G network. If you have an older phone or an older SIM card, you're probably going to have to upgrade it. If you have a Sprint-issued SIM card, you know, in the SIM card is a little tiny, just microscopic little card that is in every phone that generally you could pop out or swap out. That actually is your cell phone number, if without getting and breaking down things. You're going to need to get a new one from T-Mobile between now and next June. And let's see what other details that I can give you. Let's see. It was last July that they turned off Sprint's 5G network. T-Mobile killed it last year, really to bolster its own 5G network. And now we're talking the 4G network. And pretty much, if you have 3G, people, would you listen to my show and podcast? 3G is so, you know, 1980. Stop that. Just, it's not working. So appreciate that. That was from Jeff. Jeff is in North Texas. He wanted to know about that. Jeff, thank you very much for tuning in. Jeff, if you ever do get down to the Houston area, might I entice you to meet me and actually a lot of other people for some fun at Triple Crown Bingo? I talk about this. You ever been to a bingo parlor? Don't think bingo parlors are just, typical little stupid bingo parlor. Bingo parlors are fun, especially in a state like this where legal gambling is not legal and you still want some Vegas type of action. TripleCrownBingo.com, two locations here on the northwest, which is actually, if you're coming in from North Texas, it's on the northwest side of Houston. Go take a look at this thing, including the one on Jones Road. You walk in, man, and it's got the vibe of a casino. It's fun. And then you go in and it's the high-tech way to do it, which is why I like talking about this thing. You can, instead of getting the paper and the colors and the pen to daub it, when they call out the bingo numbers, you can rent these tablets. And there's up to 66 separate cards, if you will, every time they play bingo. You don't have to do a darn thing, but sit there, kick back, pop open a beer, go to the restaurant inside, and just watch the tablet automatically check these things off with you. And if for some reason, you know, your tablet starts flashing red, it's like, uh-oh, you're one away. All you need to do, yell bingo and you win. They pay out $5,000 minimum a night. $5,000 cash. Kids, if you're not in school yet, you can play too. Kids 7 and above can even play, accompanied by a parent, as long as the parent plays also. It's a fun, fun thing to do. Matter of fact, next hour, we should talk to him. I'm going to see if I get Chris Collins on the phone with me. Chris is one of the guys who runs Triple Crown Bingo. Man, they got midnight bingo. They've got, was it like blacklight? Where they turn off all the main lights and you can play blacklight? It's a blast over there. So anyway, just going to let you know what to do. As summer winds down, or actually when the kids go back to school, this is something my mom and dad can do while you have nothing to do during the day or even during the night. It's fun stuff as we continue the high-tech Texan show. Last segment talked about Samsung coming out with a few things. Could it be a phone or two? Maybe. I tell you, but then again, I'd probably be removed from the radio and certainly get my high-tech Texan credentials gone because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. I can tell you that Google... By the way, did you know Google has a phone? Google's had a phone for many, many, many years. In fact, they just announced, and I could talk about this because they actually announced it, They've got their sixth version, the Pixel. That's a cute name. The Google Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. They're launching this fall, and for the first time, they're going to be powered by Google's own, let's just say, processor and microchip. And it's a system on the microchip. And without getting too techie for you, because that's what I don't want to do, that means it's going to be, allegedly, it's going to be faster. And they haven't actually come out with the dimensions of them yet, but you pretty much know what a size of a cell phone and maybe, the Pro's larger cell phone is going to be. But they're using artificial intelligence. I know Google's going to, spy on you. Whatever. Shut up, people like that. Listen, there's a lot of AI, artificial intelligence, moving into every piece of technology, everything that we have. And now they're going to be using it on the phone, too. What it's going to do, they allegedly, because I haven't seen the actual phone yet. I've just been reading about it. There's going to be new cameras. There's going to be potentially there could be talk of when you look at your phone and you take selfies, do you ever see the notch? There's a front-facing camera on every phone, right? Front-facing camera. And sometimes it's on an Apple, on an iPhone, it's kind of a notch. On Samsung's, on Android, it's much smaller. It's a little tiny circle. At some point very soon, and it's rumored to have here, that notch in that camera is going to be totally gone. They're going to put the front-facing camera totally inside and underneath the screen. So that camera will shoot through the screen looking at you and then use some artificial intelligence to finish the processing to make it look clear. Which means at the end of the day, you're going to have a full screen. Because when you open your phone right now, it's, if you want to be really technical about it, if you want to be, letter of the law, it's not a full screen because that camera takes up a little of it. It's going to be a full screen. So that's coming out. I last played with a Google. I think I've had a Google 4, maybe a Google 3. Google really doesn't send me a lot of stuff. I wish they would send some more to play with it. I mean, I'm an Android fan without a doubt. The design looks really neat. Pricing generally has been lower than iPhones and generally has been lower than some of the other Android phones like Samsung. But there's a lot of stuff to choose from. So kind of just, think of this as a back-to-school primer when it comes to buying new gadgets, including phones. If you don't have enough money buying a phone, what you need to do, you need to put it all on gambling in the NFL season or the college football season. I'll tell you a guy who is a big, big gambler coming up next. His name is Derek Stevens. He is the CEO of Circa Sportsbook and the new Circa Hotel Resort in Las Vegas. They've got a big, big, big NFL promotion coming up where they're giving away $10 million in some unique ways. Look at me talking everything under the sun. My name is Michael Garfield. Appreciate you hanging in there. Stay by. Everybody tuning in. Hope you're having fun. We talk about so many things here on the HTT High Tech Texan Show, including travel and including one of my favorite pastimes, which is gambling. I'm a Vegas fan. There's no two ways to put it because in Texas, where I am based, ain't no gambling legal here yet, do I say. I do go to Triple Crown Bingo on the northwest side of Houston. To have some fun, but it's always nice to getting out to Vegas. I cannot wait to football season, NFL particularly. I sometimes play in these, not so much fantasy leagues, but these pools where, survivor pools where you pick some teams. There is a big contest that's happening in that's actually hosted by Circa Sports, which is owned by Derek Stevens, who owns Circa Resort, the D in Las Vegas, Golden Gate, and so many other. They're getting ready to kick off something that's guaranteeing $10 million. Whether you like playing or not, you're going to listen about it because if I get an opportunity to speak to the owner and CEO of all these wonderful resorts and circus sports, I am going to. And with that, we are joined by the owner, CEO, Circa Resort and Casino, the D Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, Circus Sports. Derek Steven joins me. Derek, how large is your business car? I mean, seriously.
we've had a lot of fun here. I mean, between Golden Gate when I first came to Vegas and the D Las Vegas and now Circa, it's been great to be able to see some of the growth here in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street.
Well, you actually helped or assisted that growth greatly over the past few years with your brother. Tell us the onus of how you continued from the Golden Gate to go with the D to go with Circa.
Well, you know, we get a lot of help from a lot of our partners, a lot of our neighbors. I mean, Fremont Street Experience is the second most visited tourist destination in the country. So that helps because when you're out in the desert, there's a lot of thirsty people around it. You know, we've been able to grow our business one beer at a time and one sports bet at a time.
Talk about sports bet. You are known as a gambler. I want to start with this one. Craziest bet you've ever made.
You know, I had a couple shots to win $1 million. I'd say the craziest one was we took Michigan in college basketball. The ticket was at 40-1. So we bet 25,000 on it to win $1 million. And a lot of people asked me about like, oh, what's it like to bet $1 million? I said, hang on a second. I bet 25 grand at 40-1. My neighbor, Tillman Fertitta, you know, the legend from Houston, he's the guy that bet $1 million. So we got to the championship game. Michigan got smoked by Villanova. But again, when you bet futures, you know, it's real important. You don't have to always win. So like we hedged that thing out. I think we bet like 470,000. You know, the line was minus 235. So we bet 470,000 to win 200. So we had a pretty good tournament that year.
It sounds like it. Derek Stevens joining me. He is with Circa Resort and Casino, Circa Sports, and specifically talking about gambling. You've got something coming up. Hey, listen, we really have missed the true feeling and the meaning of sports in the pandemic. Football, the NFL, college is just around the corner. Circa Sports is doing something a little bit bigger than normal, should I say. You're guaranteeing, and we like the word guaranteeing, a $10 million combined payout with a few upcoming contests and pools. Tell us about what's going on with the Circa Millions 3 and Circa Survivor contests.
Yeah, you know, our football contest, we thought we needed to make them big and match up with the world's largest sports book here. So we've got two football contests this year. One is the Circa Sports Millions, and that's a traditional football contest where you pick five NFL games against a point spread every week. We're guaranteeing $1 million in quarterly payouts and $3 million in the overall. If we have more than 4,000 entrants, one unique thing about Circa Sports is all the additional entry fees go back into the pot. So we don't take a rake in any of our contests. So that's how the Millions works. And Survivor, this is a contest where you basically have to take one team each week and there's no point spread. The tough thing about it is, though, you just have to survive week to week. So once you've taken a team, you can no longer select that team through the rest of the season. So, for example, you have to be a little selective when you're going to take maybe Tampa Bay or Kansas City, utilizing last year's Super Bowl winners as an example, because you can only use them once in the season. Last year, we had 35 people that went 18-0. And the way we got to 18 was, you had 17 week season, plus we had Thanksgiving as its own week. This year we made it a little more difficult. NFL gave us a great gift with the 17th game, and we added Christmas as a week. So this year, if you go undefeated, it would be 20-0. But you know, let's say you're the only survivor in like week 16. Well, that means you won the whole $6 million by yourself. So this year we really bumped it up on the Circus Survivor. Last year's guarantee was $1 million. This year, we're guaranteeing $6 million. So we're really hoping we have a lot of growth in the Circus Survivor.
Is it possible to play the entire contest without picking the Houston Texans?
Well, I think one of the key strategies this year, you know, unfortunately from your hometown here, one of the key strategies is to take your play against the Texans every year. That's kind of what happened a little bit last year with Jacksonville and the Texans. And I think you're going to see a little bit of that this year as well. But again, in Survivor, you can only pick one team to win once per year. Hey, and the way it works is that you have to sign up in Vegas at one of our properties. But then after that, you can play from anywhere in the world. Because if you just walk up to the counter to sign up, if you're not from Vegas, you just tell them, hey, I'm from somewhere else. And they'll hook you up with a proxy. And the proxy will put your bets in for your contest picks in for you every week.
Joined by Derek Stevens, the owner and CEO of Circa Resort and Casino, Circa Sports, talking about his $10 million guaranteed winner. I frequently travel to Vegas. Your sports book at the Circa is absolutely over the top. But it's interesting because a lot of states, including here in Texas, we do not do gambling. This is one of the reasons why I come to Vegas so much. So what you're saying, if we do come there, we open an account, we are eligible to play this from almost anywhere in the world.
Yeah, because the way it works is you sign up. You have to sign up in Las Vegas. That's where you register. But then we've got proxies throughout all the sports books. They're from now till basically the start of football season, they're doing office hours. And our ticket writers will hook you up with a proxy to be able to get your picks in for you all season long.
You're a multi-billion dollar just a facility, certainly with the D, and also the Circa Resort. You opened the Circa during the pandemic, Derek. How difficult was that? And what was the decision going into that?
Well, you know, the one thing when people ask me that question, you got to remember that Circus, the first ground up casino built in four decades and in downtown Las Vegas. And it was a 5-year project. So, you know, when the pandemic hit, we were basically more than four and a half years into the build. So for us, we were able to complete the project. And you know, we had a pretty good business plan. We weren't planning on opening during a pandemic, but things have worked out pretty well. People love coming to Las Vegas, and with the attractions of like where I'm at, the world's largest sports book, and you know, one of our attractions being Stadium Swim, which is our outdoor aqua theater, basically a 143-foot screen and open 365 days a year. Great place to watch sports, watch football, and so far, you know, opening up when we did. Things have worked out pretty well.
Ultimate goal for your organization, the future of betting, the NFL, a lot of sports leagues are embracing it. Teams are moving to Vegas. Where do you see this entire industry going?
Well, I just think we're at the early stages of what's happening with sports betting. I mean, I've always thought that Vegas deserved to have a sports team because so many people like to come here. But I think from a sports wagering perspective, we're just at the tip of the iceberg here, because now that some of the gambling issues are kind of coming out of the shadows, I think more and more teams, more and more leagues are embracing it. It's good for revenues for everyone. It's good for states, good for team owners. And I think you're just going to see a continued push. I mean, just when you see, you know, all the different media talking about games and now having lines next to them, gives everybody an opportunity to get an opinion. So I think we're really still in the early stages of what you're going to see in sports betting growth.
Exciting time, certainly from everything Derek Stevens is doing at Circa. Before we get out of here, you mentioned your neighbor right across the street, Tillman Fertitta and the Golden Nugget. He's right here in our hometown. And you want to tell him hi real quick? Any messages to him?
Yeah. I mean, I talk to Tillman a lot, text him a lot, and I know he's all over the place with all the other great Golden Nugget casinos and all the great Landry's restaurants. So good friend of mine, and we enjoy having a little bit of time together when he gets out to Vegas.
I bet he does. I bet he looks right across the street and is a little jealous, because congrats on your big success with the Circa.
Appreciate it. Great talking to you, and hope to see you here and all these great listeners. We can't wait to get you out in one of these contests. You're going to enjoy it.
I'm out. We take the show to Vegas a lot. Hope to actually do the show live from Circa here soon. Derek Stevens, congrats on your success, my friend.
Thanks. Great to talk to you.
You heard it right there. He invited us all to Vegas. People, pack your bags. sharp man. I don't know if he's a billionaire like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or any of those guys. Is he going to go to space next? He doesn't have to, man. He's got heaven on earth with a lot of those casinos out there. Appreciate Derek Stevens. We are going to have some fun countdown to the NFL. College football happens starting this month, and so life as we know it kind of actually returns, just like I will right after this break. How about that, man? The man himself, the D, Derek Stevens. Oh, that's cool. It's just, it's nice being able to talk to. Do I say famous? Do I say successful people? Oh, I don't know. If you want to hear all the good stuff, this is where you keep it. Tune in right here to the Michael Garfield radio show and podcast. And if that's not enough for you, we are 40 minutes away from Ali LaForce, the intrepid sideline reporter for NBA on TNT. used to cover the SEC on CBS TV, does a lot of basketball. Such a very, very sweet, nice, smart, talented woman in the sports field. Also happens to be married to Joe Smith. Joe is a pitcher in the Major League Baseball. Used to play for the Houston Astros just about 2 weeks ago, mid-July. Traded to the Seattle Mariners. She's going to talk about a cause that she and Joe are near and dear to their heart. It's a foundation. It's a gala coming up at the end of the month here in Houston. So it's celebrity day here on the High Tech Texan show. I was actually, I assume Allie is, and Joe's already left. They lived here in Houston for several years while he pitched. I guess they're moving to Seattle. I'm not sure. I need to ask her. I don't know if their home is good. The thing is, when you're a sports athlete and you know you could be traded, do you want to buy a home? No, you don't. And I know they got some cash, but they probably should rent a beautiful home. How about renting a brand new beautiful home? I need to talk to Allie about Wanbridge. Houston-based company that builds brand new homes all over the state, but you can't buy them. You rent them, and they do everything for you. They mow the lawn, and they do everything else. For you Houstonians right now, if you're looking, if you're just moving to town, if you just sold your house, you don't know what to do, you want to rent something in a great part of town, Bel Air, Texas, just near the Galleria, near NRG Park, tons of shopping. Great schools, too, Bel Air High School. Go to EdisonParkBelAir.com. It is Bel Air, Galleria area, single-family living. All right? It's three floors, and I've been to them. Here's the thing. They've only, at last check, I think they have three left to rent. And you can rent these things for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. They're brand new. Okay, no one's ever lived in these things before. And I held an event there, and they're great. And they've got the garage. They've got, you know, it's the wood floors. They've got the wonderful appliances in the kitchen. Check it out. It's EdisonParkBelAir.com. They're built by Wanbridge. Edison Park Belair, by the way, BELLAIRE, Belair. If you do go, if you talk to them, tell them you heard this on my show, on the radio, Michael Garfield show. If you do apply, they are going to take $100 off, $100 off the application. It's good for you. Anything else I can do? And they're ready to move in right now. Actually, by the time I say this, maybe now there's less than three left. Go check it out, EdisonParkBelAir.com. All right. Derek Stevens, the CEO of Circa Sports and Hotels, and who I just talked to, he could probably buy all three right now. The way he talked about his gambling, he could probably on maybe one roll of the dice, maybe a few hands of blackjack, just either bet the equivalent of the entire neighborhood of Edison Bell Park like that. That was a very good chat. If you missed that, by the way, go back and podcast this thing. And our show, it podcasted on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, Apple, and everywhere great podcasts are held. I talked about artificial intelligence. Was it last two segments ago? Google Pixel, the new one, the Google Pixel 6, is going to have some AI, some artificial intelligence built in to to their phones. And AI is just really permeating everywhere in our lives, including the government. And this is where I'm not here to scare you. Well, I kind of am, but I really not. I saw this article that the Pentagon is experimenting with using artificial intelligence to see, and I'm quoting right here, get what I'm saying, to see days in advance. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? The Pentagon is aiming to use cloud networks and artificial intelligence systems to anticipate adversaries' moves before they make them. It's kind of like, what was the name of that Netflix thing? The Queen's Gambit. She could anticipate moves before her opponents made them. I'm not kidding about it. This is from TheDrive.com. The U.S. Northern Command recently conducted a series of tests known as Global Information Dominance Experiments. And what that was, they combined global sensor networks and AI systems and cloud computing in an attempt to achieve information dominance. Man, I love that statement. And decision-making superiority. They're trying to really see days in advance, meaning it, here's what it means. It can predict the future with some reliability, just some reliability based on evaluating patterns and anomalies and trends and all the data. I mean, it sounds like the Minority Report, but can that work? I mean, artificial intelligence, this is what it does. It's supposed to take data and decide on things. I mean, could they use it to figure out when the next Delta variant, should there actually be one, hit the state of Texas? I mean, maybe it's the gamma variant. By the way, who came up with the name Delta variant? Because what happened to Alpha, Beta, and Gamma if they're going in alphabetical order? Anyway, neither here nor there. This experiment, what they did is they used real-time analysis of data that was gathered by a network of sensors across the globe, and then they put it into the computer, and they figured, okay, well, if this person moves this way, you know, 2 days later, they're going to do this also. So, I mean, military strategy, I get it. Here's what I want to know, and I want you to think about it as I come up to halfway in the show here, because we're going to take a break. If you could see into the future, what would you look for? If someone says, hey, man, I got some artificial intelligence. You can use it for one thing. What do you want to do? Do you want to look into the future years from right now to see how your kids are going to turn out? I mean, kind of a back to the future thing. What would you? I'm telling you right now. Exactly. I've wanted to do this forever. If I could see into the future for one thing, if I could see into the future 1 to 2 seconds ahead, the only thing I want to see is I want to stand at a craps table and I want to see the dice roll 2 seconds before somebody rolls it, because I'm putting money on that number. I'm serious. I want to stand at a roulette wheel. And I know you can't put your money out 2 seconds before. You got to do it about a minute before it stops. I want to see what the next gambling number is going to be. Yes, if I could see a year ahead, I want to know who wins every single baseball game, football game, which, by the way, was the premise of Back to the Future 2. But that's what I would use the future for. Hey, government and artificial intelligence, if you're so smart, when I go to Vegas next time, which is probably going to be in a few weeks, and I'm standing maybe it's the Circa craps table, I want you telling me what the next roll of the dice is going to be, because I need to win so much cash that I'm going to now build a bigger hotel than Derek Stevens. I love it. This is what we talk about: gambling, artificial intelligence, sports. Oh, next hour we're going to talk about liquor too. I hope you're having fun. Hour number one is down. We're halfway through the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield is the name. Don't go anywhere.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your High Tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Halfway through the show, halfway to happy hour, as I say. Certainly if we're listening live on a Saturday at noon Central Time, it is hot in August, and so you should pop a top and might I recommend a great beer from Buffalo Bayou Brewing. It is a Houston-based brewery, a gorgeous, gorgeous brewery itself, 3 stories and great food and tons and tons and tons and dozens of beer and seltzers on tap. Absolutely, you should check it out if you are in the, I guess, Southeast Texas area, and if you happen to walk into any of your grocery stores, liquor stores, go into the ice cold beer section and look for Buffalo Bayou Beer. They got a killer IPA. Could be an IPA day. I like IPAs. I usually have IPAs with a little food, a little cheese, because it pairs well. Crush City IPA. If you go to, are they in stores yet? I know they have a new flavor, limited edition, Mango Crush IPA, where they put some mango in there. It's a great summer flavor. I know you can get that and cans at the brewery. But my favorite still is Lighten Up. Lighten Up. There's not one person who I've given a can of Lighten Up to that says, oh my goodness, this could be one of the best beers. And I'm serious about this. It is a slammable, not high in alcohol. The ABV is not that high. It's just a great summer drink. Actually, it's a year-round drink. Go find Lighten Up, L-I-G-H-T-E-N, and that is exclusively from buffbrew.com. And I am actually thirsty right now, but I will take a sip in about, I don't know, 54 minutes from right now. Last hour, we talked to Derek Stevens. Derek Stevens, the CEO and of Circa Sports Hotel and Resort. He opened the first brand new hotel in downtown Las Vegas in years and years and years. It's a monstrosity. I've walked into it twice. It is the world's largest sports book. It's crazy. I mean, if you think, ADHD is the only thing that's going to keep you from going nutso in there because there's so many screens and it's huge. They've got a pool top, outdoor fun on the roof of the entire hotel, which I've yet to be been to. But I need to take the show there. But anyway, Derek was great. They have a $10 million NFL gambling opportunity for you. And go podcast it. Go listen to what Derek and I had to say. We are about 30 minutes away, about 25 minutes away from a conversation with Allie LaForce, the NBA on TNT reporter. She's a current Houston resident, but moving soon because her husband, Joe Smith, was a pitcher for the Houston Astros. Don't know if you knew that, but he was just traded to the Seattle Mariners. Anyway, Joe and Allie, they are hosting a gala at Minute Maid Park later this month. To raise money for a foundation that is near and dear to them. We're going to talk to Allie. And you know I'm throwing in some sports questions because she has the ultimate job I would love. She was a sideline reporter on the SEC football games with Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson back in the day. She's tight with LeBron. I need to ask her if she has LeBron's cell phone number because she's from Ohio. She's interviewed and has a good working relationship with LeBron. I know he respects her. I need to see if she has. By the way, who is the most of? Think about this. In your cell phone, who is the most famous person you have in your cell phone that you could text or you can call them right now? Tweet me there at High Tech Texan. Most famous person. And I know, ha ha ha. Don't say me because A, I'm not famous, and B, if you really do have my cell phone, text me right now. To tell me you're listening and say, and make my, just say, Garf, you are the most famous person. And use air quotes in the word famous. Who is my most famous person? Actually, it's brand new. Just two weeks ago, I told you, I got to play golf with one of my sports heroes, Vince Young. I have Vince's digits. There's no reason I need to call him, but the fact is I could say I have Vince Young's phone number in case anybody doesn't need it. And he's going to eat. You know what? If VY is listening, hook him, my friend. VY is currently in the process of changing his phone number right now. Oh, my goodness. I'll hit this. I'll talk about this. I don't do politics. That's one of the reasons why you guys love me for 20 years. The vaccination thing has become so political, and I don't even like to get into the whole thing. But there is a little tiny aspect, a consumer, a little maybe a technology aspect of what's going on with these vaccines. Because people, with the Delta variant, there's a lot of people right now, there's a lot of companies, there's a lot of businesses, there's a lot of cities that are saying, hey, we need proof that you've been vaccinated. Which I guess means, well, you better take my word for it because I don't lie. Or you're going to have to carry that vaccine card. And the vaccine card, if you've looked at it, it's, if you don't fold it, it's kind of a larger card. What is it, about a 3-inch by 4-inch card? And I don't know. I just don't want to fold my card. I actually had mine laminated. Office Depot, was it last year? They were offering free lamination for your Vax card. So I got mine laminated, so I can't fold mine. I don't want to carry it because I don't want to lose it. It's like I don't want to carry my passport because I don't need it all the time, but I don't want to lose the dang thing. So there are companies now. There potentially are going to be apps that let you whip out your app to prove you've been vaccinated. There are other ways to do this right quickly. And I did this from step one. Let me tell you some low-tech ways to do this. And I actually have done this for my passport and I've done this for my driver's license. Take your camera out and take a picture of it. Ever thought of that one, people? That's it. Put it in there. Whip out your phone, whatever it is. Take a picture of your card. Here's what you want to do, though. Maybe you don't want to keep it in your gallery of photos in case something happens to your phone. You can create hidden albums on an iPhone, actually. There is such thing as a hidden album. Take any picture and then hit the share button on your photos, and then you can select the word hide. It's going to be in your hidden album if no one wants to find it. It's pretty cool, too. You could scan it to your smartphone. You can go to the Notes app in an iPhone, and you could scan it. It does a little bit more security, so it's not in your camera. It's actually in your documents. And then there's also some apps, too. The apps right now are pretty much almost state by state. I know New Jersey, New Yorkers, they have something. There's no, I'm based in Texas, so I don't believe there's anything specific for Texas. But we're going to see more and more of this stuff. If you have Apple Wallet or Google Pay, you could put the photo of that in there. I guess at some point maybe there's going to be an app. I don't know if the government approves it. I don't know if it's going to be an Apple or Google thing that's going to say, yes, here's where you go. Maybe there's going to be a wand that they're just going to wand over your body when you walk into a, maybe a baseball game or something, and it's going to show that, yep, this person's been vaxxed. Can't they do that for dogs and cats? Don't they put a microchip like in the neck of a dog in case it gets lost to wand it? Is this what the world's coming to? I mean, I hope not, but listen, whether you are vaxxed, whether you aren't vaxxed, I'm not getting into it. I still, here and there, wear a mask. I don't mind wearing a mask because it covers my ugly face and makes me look better. So you do what you want to do. I'm just giving you some information. Speaking of information, look who's on the phone coming up. Hey, I told you about bingo. Let's talk to Chris Collins. Chris runs Triple Crown Bingo, $5,000 payout. Remember I talked about artificial intelligence last hour? I wish I could predict the future. I wish I could predict what the next crap roll is going to be, a roulette wheel, or who's going to win the World Series next year. I don't know. Chris is one of the guys who calls out bingo numbers. I wonder if he's got any tells to actually let us know. Either way, this is a fun thing to do. And then after that, Ali LaForce, man. Two back-to-back great fun interviews coming up here on the High Tech Texan Show. We are back. We welcome you again to the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield is the name, of course. Phone number is 713-212-5955. You know how to get me. Come on, people. Between Instagram, Facebook, hightechtexan.com. You are sick of me, but I do thank you for tuning in after 20 long years. Hey, if you're listening live right now, it is Saturday. It is hot. It is nasty. If you're in Houston, what you doing tonight? Might I recommend a trip to Triple Crown Bingo? I've only talked about it for the past 4 or 5 months or so. It is a blast. And breaking news, they have air conditioning, and so that alone should get you in there. Plus the fact that they give over $5,000 worth of cash away every single night. You can win prizes and have a lot of fun. August is a very, very big month. I know the boys over at Triple Crown Bingo, they've been planning a lot of promotions. And just to make sure I cover everything perfectly, I want to make sure that I get it right. I'm going to bring in the man. He calls himself the bingo guru. I know him as the guy, every time I go, he's up on stage being famous, calling numbers. The fact that he hasn't called my correct bingo numbers, I'm still mad at him, but he's a good dude. His name is Chris Collins joining me. Chris, in your best voice, I want you to yell, bingo.
Bingo.
Ooh, I like the inflection. Is that what you do?
Yeah. When I go play, I always yell, bingo.
As a bingo caller, is it kind of fun to really play with the crowd? And I want to use an analogy to an auctioneer. I'm not a professional auctioneer. I kind of have some fun, but the auctioneers, that your voice goes up and down. Hey, give me five, like that. It gets the crowd invigorated. Is that something that you do with when you call the numbers?
It does, yeah, for sure. I use a lot of inflection when I'm calling my numbers. Mm-hmm. Triple Crown Bingo is pretty big, so I need to let everybody make sure everybody hears me. And so I like to use a lot of inflection when I'm calling.
There he is. Bingo. B18 right now. You have not one, but you have two great locations. And I don't want to call you a hidden secret, but if you're on the northwest side of town, Highway 90, 290, Jones Road area, I mean, this is the mecca of the places. Your main location on Jones Road. How long has that been around?
We've actually been in business since 2012. We outgrew our previous location, which was on Louetta Road. We moved into a much bigger location in 2017 here on Jones Road.
The number of times I've been there, it is massive. And I know you've packed it generally, even during COVID times, everybody, you all mask up and you guys are safe. What's the max amount of people you can fit in the place?
450 mm-hmm. is our max attendance. Usually for our big events, we range anywhere in the 200 range, to 200, 250 people.
When we first met months ago, you said, "Hey, man, I'm with Triple Crown Bingo," and I everybody has a perception of what a bingo parlor is. Now, again, I am of age, older were my parents, my grandparents. They sat there, and we had the little daubers and type of thing. But one of the reasons that you reached out to me is you go, "Oh, no, Garf, this is a whole new concept. It's high-tech bingo." And I didn't realize until I came out, and oh, my goodness, the fact is that you use tablets. It's kind of, they're certainly not iPads, but, you know, you get the thing. And all of the bingo cards, they're built in. And when you're up there calling, I, as a player, don't have to concentrate. I'm kicking back, drinking and sipping some beer, and then if we're close to a number, it starts flashing, going, "You're one number away," and should you call that number, the winners yell bingo. How long has this technology been around?
It's been around for several years. They keep the technology gets better year over year. But yeah, we have high-tech tech computers here, tablets. Each tablet comes with 66 cards. You know, one thing we're really wanting to do here at Triple Crown Bingo is really change people's perception and what they think about bingo. It's just so much different than what, you know, you forget everything you think you know about bingo. You come in here, it's a completely different experience. We call it the ultimate bingo experience.
Well, it really is. When you walk in, and I am listen, my listeners know that for 20 years, I love casinos. I'm a gambler. I go to Vegas 6 times a year. I'll drive over to Lake Charles and type of thing. We can't do it in our great state of Texas yet. See what I said with yet. But when I walk in here, there's a feel and there's a scent in my nose, and there's the excitement, the tingle down my spine. This is very casino-esque. Obviously, it's legally not, and I understand it, but it's fun. There's a vibe. I mean, you've got disco balls, and we'll talk about blacklight bingo coming up like that. That's the vibe that you want because it's very inviting to people.
Absolutely. We pay out over $5,000 in cash every night, which is really cool. A lot of people don't know we give away that much money, but we do. It's a lot of fun. It's completely different than what you might think. We always tell everybody, come out, experience the difference, and you'll have a lot of fun here.
Chris Collins, the bingo guru at Triple Crown Bingo, joining me. Let's talk about some of the things in August. I know you have something fun. Last time I was up there, I see all these treasure chests laying around. And every Tuesday, you have something called, what, Treasure Chest Tuesday. How does that work?
Yeah, we give away a bunch of prizes, you know, every night, but especially on Tuesdays, something we call Treasure Chest Tuesdays. We're giving away tons and tons of really cool gifts, lots of cash, lots of prizes, back-to-school giveaways, iPads, laptops, TVs, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
5 lucky winners, I think. You do that on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, it's gas card day. Same concept?
Same concept. We give away lots of gas cards every Thursday night. Everybody needs gas. Gas is in hot commodity right now. So, yeah, we give. If you need gas, come to Triple Crown. We're giving away free gas every Thursday night.
Yeah, this week is pretty special, too, because I know tomorrow I'm going to the store because it's tax-free weekend, and I'm doing some shopping for my son before his last year of college over there. You're kind of doing a little fun stuff on tax-free weekend, aren't you?
Yep, we're paying out all the taxes and all the bingo games. Anytime you guys come out, you happen to win a bingo, it's tax-free money. We're covering all the taxes. The owner here, Bill, he's actually paying out all the taxes, so you guys won't have to worry about paying taxes on your wins.
I like that. Bill Woods, very rich guy who owns it. He's a great dude, but apparently I want his deep pocket, so he's covering the taxes.
That's right.
That actually makes sense, too. You're all counting down to the last Saturday in August, too, right before the Labor Day weekend, right before the kids go back to school, right around time. This is fun. It's blacklight bingo, and I hear this, I can imagine it, because I used to do blacklight bowling. Right. All the lights were going off, and it's neon time. I mean, I bet you have a lot in store for that weekend.
Oh, yeah. We turn out all the lights, so everything's glow-in-the-dark. We have glow-in-the-dark paper. We have glow-in-the-dark daubers. Of course, the computers light up. We give away lots of glow prizes. We're having a DJ come in. $5,000 in cash paid out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So bring the kids. Yeah, ages 7 and up, welcome to play as well. It's going to be really... Oh, it's an 80s theme party as well. So forgot to mention that. We're rocking the 80s that night. So DJ is going to be spinning the 80s records. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you guys come out to that for sure.
Chris, you never forget the 80s when you're talking to me, because I am the king of the 80s. I'm going to do my best to be out here for that. By the way, congratulations in order. You just won an award, I think, for 2 years in a row for the best bingo hall from, what was it, Living Magazine?
Living Magazine, yeah. We won the award in 2020, and we also won it again in 2021, so we're real proud of that for sure.
Well, congratulations. Listen, before we go, people, look at this. Here's an email. Okay, where the hell is it? Okay, How about, let's get hit the addresses.
Okay, so we have our Jones Road location, 10535 Jones Road, Houston, Texas, 77065. If you like Midnight Bingo, we play Midnight Bingo as well at our sister property. It's at 290 and Tailgee, and the address there is 21902 Northwest Freeway, Cypress, Texas, 77429.
Both on the northwest side of town, right off 290, easy to get to. And here's the easy thing, triplecrownbingo.com. You may see somebody you know coming up on that website. It really is fun. Listen, tonight, go try it out. Saturday night, pack the house, folks. It's a blast. If for some reason you do win some money, feel free to give me some commission because I told you about it. But if not, just keep listening to the radio show. Hey, Chris, congrats on this success. I know I'll be out there a few more times this month enjoying the air conditioning. And I'm allowed to win, so make sure you call my numbers. Cool?
Awesome. Good to have me. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
He is the bingo guru, Chris Collins. All right, we're going to take a break. Bingo! High-tech bingo. You've heard me talk about it. Would you just get out there and go see it as we continue the long-running high-tech betting show? Back at it. High-tech Texan show. Michael Garfield. Hope everybody is having a wonderful time dead in the middle of baseball season. Lots of trades. And if you're a Houston Astros fan where I am based, Joe Smith, Gonzo, traded him a few weeks ago to the Seattle Mariners. Joe Smith, a great pitcher and famous outright in his own name. But, oh, by the way, anyone know who he's married to? Allie LaForce. Ah, yes, the great reporter from Turner Sports. Does the NCAA tournament, NBA on TNT. If you're not familiar with what Joe and Allie have been doing with their a foundation that they work with, they are having a big gala coming up at the end of this month. And pretty much, I want to talk about it. It's a very interesting cause, but I'm not going to lie to you. I've always wanted to talk to Allie LaForce. So we are joined by reporter with Turner Sports, who covers the NBA on TNT and the NCAA tournament. If you are a sports fan and you watch on TV, you know her, you love her. Oh yeah, by the way, she has a husband who plays baseball, but that's not really the point right now. The point actually is to talk more about Help Cure HD, which is a very important cause in a gala coming up. We are joined by the powerful force she is, Allie LaForce. Allie, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
No, thank you so much for having me on. You do great work and it's truly a pleasure. So I appreciate your time.
I don't know whether to start with sports because I could turn this into my entire 2-hour show, but let's start with the real, nitty gritty that I know you've been very, very close to with this foundation. It's called Help Cure HD. You and Joe Smith, by the way, former Astro pitcher, now Seattle Mariner, very involved with this with a little personal aspect. Tell us the overall aspect of what is Help Cure HD and what you're trying to fight.
I really appreciate you asking that. It's definitely the thing in life that we're most proud of. It's to help people with Huntington's disease. And people just see us in the spotlight. They see Joe's awesome 13 to 15 year baseball career, depending on if you're counting service time or how many years since he was drafted. And then they see me on TV covering sports for a living and they think, wow, that's the dream. And in so many ways it is. But Joe, has a really, really heavy side to all of this, which is his mother, Lee, passed away almost a year ago now of Huntington's disease. It's a debilitating, deadly disease that takes away all of your ability to have a memory or perform physical abilities like driving and cooking. And it's a little bit of a combination of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's all in one. And what's really devastating is every child of a person with Huntington's disease has a 50% chance of inheriting it. So Joe has a 50% chance of this kicking in, in the next 10 to 15 years, which is terrifying for him. And we just didn't know how to help. And we gave research money for so long, and research is so important. But when we went through the process of starting a family, we were told that we could go through in vitro fertilization, which so many people do here in our country, to use embryos that didn't have Huntington's disease and implant only the ones that tested negative, and therefore eliminate it from ever being in our family again. And it was a miracle. And I'll never forget the day that he asked us to swipe a credit card for $20,000. And we took our American Express and we swiped it. And our hearts were so heavy that day. I remember crying, just thinking, this is not fair. Nobody in my family could afford that. Joe's family couldn't afford it if they wanted to. And yet you could eliminate a horrible disease from your family forever, but money's standing in the way. So every penny we raise now pays for families who are at risk for Huntington's disease and in financial need to have children without this horrible disease. And we're so excited. Our very first Huntington's disease-free baby was born in Houston, Texas. And we just absolutely love the medical team there. And, you know, we funded 24 families so far to go through it. And over 50 families have applied currently that we're getting ready to look at the applications and see if we can't accept all of them. But it's fundraising events. It's support like we're getting from you that make this possible for all of these families. But it's definitely fulfilling to see these amazing, healthy babies join us on this earth.
We are speaking with Allie LaForce, sports reporter, husband, the wife of Joe Smith, and obviously a very big part of Help Cure HD, along with the gala coming up. We'll hit in a second. Let me ask you this, PGT-IVF, acronym that I was not familiar with. A lot of people out there probably don't. Explain what that is.
So IVF is a more common term, and that's in vitro fertilization. So if women or men are struggling with infertility, they're able to go through this process where you give yourself shots, you grow your eggs with hormones, and then you inseminate it with your husband or spouse or partner's sperm. And then you make babies and you're able to get pregnant if you can't get pregnant naturally. Well, what's beautiful about that is PGT is basically the genetic testing of those babies that you make. So when you make the babies, most people would say, awesome, I've got five babies. This is great. Well, what we would do then is take the five and we would test them for Huntington's disease. And if three out of the five came back and didn't have it, we would know for certain that Huntington's disease would never be passed on to our children ever again. So at first it might scare people away, but we're not in any way genetically modifying embryos. We don't see it as playing God. We see it as an amazing blessing from God that we're able to have this technology that allows us to make children like we would normally make them, but just choose the most healthy babies that we can possibly make. And so that's kind of the simplest way to break it down. It's the genetic testing of embryos through IVF.
You threw out some stats, almost what, 24 grants are out there and just a ton of applications and obviously some success, a number of healthy HD-free babies that have been born, throughout the foundation. If people are worried, they're trying to get, pregnant, maybe have some issues. I mean, where do they even start to turn to, obviously, once the donations continue to flow in?
Thank you for asking. HelpCureHD.org has all the information. It's Help Cure and HD, which stands for Huntington's Disease.org. We break down everything. We have a whole application process so you can apply for funding if this is something that you're looking for. But also, I just encourage people to be vocal about what they're going through and to know they're not alone. And it wasn't until I shared my own personal journey with IVF that I think 75% of the women that I know or that I'm friends with are going through it as well. It truly blew my mind. And I didn't know I was a part of such a welcoming, supportive community. And it wasn't until I was able to, publicly articulate what I was going through that other people came to help me. And I think it's really hard because people associate IVF with infertility. And the number one way that you would feel like less of a woman to most people is if someone said you were unable to get pregnant or infertile.
Talking to Allie LaForce specifically about Help Cure HD. And she just gave the website, helpcurehd.org. Obviously, Allie, one of the big ways to fund this is raising money. You have a specific, events throughout the year. One big one is coming up in Houston in a few weeks. It is a big gala at Minute Maid Park. Tell us about that. And we want to make sure if anybody wants to come out and say hi to you, Joe, and a lot of other people, how can we do it?
Yes, that would be so great. So we're having a big gala. We're excited because for the last 4 years, we've done events in Houston, but they've all been luncheons. And so this year we're doing a night event. It's a gala on August 25th. And if you're a country music fan, David Nail is flying in from Nashville to perform a really intimate concert for us. Him and his wife have gone through in vitro and have beautiful babies from the process. And he's going to share a little bit of his story too. But also, Joe will be there. I'll be there. A lot of the people in the medical community and also a lot of the Houston Astros players, if you're an Astros player, will be there too. They've always been supportive of our cause. It's one of the most philanthropic baseball teams we've ever been a part of. And everybody's just in it for the right reason. So we'll have amazing sports auction items and experiences, a country concert, a live performance, and lots of just fun friends and family and a seated dinner. So we'd love to have you. You can also purchase tickets to that or sponsorships, which there's a couple still available for our gala on August 25th. So it's exciting. I hope to see you there, mister.
Well, without a doubt, I'll be there. But you got to promise this for people coming. Do you promise selfies with you and Joe and or Joe?
All night long.
that's worth It's worth the ticket price. Plus, it goes to a really, really wonderful and smart organization that I know it is near and dear to your heart as we continue real quickly with Allie LaForce. You know, on a little personal note, listen, big fans of Joe Smith, longtime Houston Astro pitcher you talked about just a few weeks ago, man. He kind of up and moved to Seattle Mariners. I mean, how much are you and him going to miss this great city of H-Town?
We already miss it tremendously. And Seattle's obviously a beautiful city. And Joe has some history with their manager and their general manager from when he was with the Angels. But Houston was by far one of our top favorite cities, not just to play in and to live in because of how amazing. I mean, we got to Houston the year after they won the World Series. So it was obviously the passion of the fans and the people and their support for baseball was great. But it was our connections to the medical community and the support that we got around Huntington's disease as well. They have the only center of excellence for Huntington's disease in the whole state of Texas. And Dr. Erin Firstimming is a rock star. And she found us at a baseball event and came right up to us and said, "You're not alone in this fight. I'm here for you." And I'll never forget this busy doctor, three kids and professor, went to Lance McCullers Jr.'s event so she could come up to us and find us and just let us know that there is support in this city. And this is before she even knew us. So Houston has blown our minds away. We love the city so much. We miss it. And first two things I did was I checked the schedule to see when we're playing them. And we come to Houston two more times, by the way. And I'll be very torn. I might have to wear my Houston Joe Smith jersey and just not tell them. And then the other thing was I checked August 25th and Seattle's in Oakland. And then they have an off day on the 25th before going back to Seattle. So if you don't think I'm flying Joe's back in for this event, you know, and he doesn't know what he's in for, but he's not missing it. And we'll make sure of that. So we're really excited to come back and play against the Astros. That's something I never thought I would say, but it's a good excuse to come back to Houston a couple more times.
Well, good. Listen, all right. Listen, I have taken up too much of your time. It is Allie LaForce. And it really the point of the whole of this thing, not just talk sports, but also it's help Cure HD. It is a gala here in Houston. It is August 25th at Minute Maid Park. She will be there. Her husband, Joe Smith, former Astro pitcher, now Seattle Mariner, will be there. And again, it goes to a wonderful cause. And Allie, I'll give out that the website one more time, obviously, which is helpcurehd.org.
Sounds great. Thanks so much again.
Well, there you go. Another one of my semi-fantasy fulfilled talking to a national sports reporter. Man, I'm telling you what, if I could live the life all over again, A, I'd be on our sister sports station. I'm not going to get into that. Or I would be on a national TV sports show. But other than that, what a sweet. She was very, very kind. Thanks, Allie LaForce, for her time. Joe Smith, we miss you, man. We'll look forward to seeing everybody there. If they want to go, I'll probably pop by. So I can actually take pictures of them in person. Helpcurehd.org. Michael Greifeld is his name. We're going to be back soon. Hold on. Okay, my day was just made. Oh, that was fun. Thank you so much. The wonderful, lovely, talented Allie LaForce. She was actually very, very informative. Her and her MLB pitching husband, Joe Smith, again, August 25th at Minute Maid Park. If you want tickets, it's I told you where to go find that to meet them. And it's really raised money for a really good cause. Helpcurehd.org. Helpcurehd.org. That was nice. Last hour, we talked to Derek Stevens. Derek is the CEO of Circa Sports Resorts and the sports book. $10 million opportunity. They're giving $10 million away for the NFL. We talked to Chris Collins, Triple Crown Bingo, how to win money. So let's cover this thing. Yeah, we've talked a little tech. We've talked how to potentially win money here locally in Houston, in Vegas, bet on sports, cocktails at the top of this hour. What did we miss? Oh, we didn't do cars. There was a milestone that happened a few days ago. It was 50 years ago that people first drove on the moon. How about that? Apollo 15, they were the first time that they took the lunar roving vehicle. Anyone born around that time? I don't know. Apollo 16 and 17, they each also had their little vehicle of their own. They just driving on the moon, no big deal. It's kind of like an open car buggy. That's pretty cool. Look how far we've come. By the way, was that an electric car? Because everything's going electric. You know, I do review cars and vehicles and trucks, and I don't have a ton of time to get into it right now, but go, if you do follow me on Instagram, at High Tech Techs, and you can see a lot of the car. Each week I do get to test drive a brand new car from a manufacturer, and I had a doozy. I had one of the biggest head turners in 15 years that I have been covering the automobile industry. I got to drive the brand new, never been seen before, not even in dealerships, brand new Ford Bronco. Okay, not the Bronco Sport that everybody's seen for a year. That's different. This is the brand new Big Mama Ford Bronco. It's the Outback 4x4 version, and I could not have been more impressed. Ford is going directly at the Jeep Wrangler. I mean directly. This is a little bigger than the Jeep Wrangler. This is the first time in, 25 years that Ford has come out with a Bronco, the Bronco brand, and they really did a good job, certainly for a first version. I took the tops off of it, but bright red, but I cannot tell you how many people stopped me this past week, asking me about it, taking pictures. I'm driving along the freeway. I see someone roll up with their phone videotaping me. People, you really shouldn't do that. I'm at the gym. People come out. They say, "Hey, give me a tour of the car. Give me a tour of this thing." There's not even an official price on it. This one, because it had the luxury package, I'm guessing it's going to come out to be about $54,000. You know it's good when I went to lunch on Wednesday with one of my good long friends who runs a Ford dealership in the Houston area. They have not even seen one in person. I picked them up at the Ford dealership, and every single salesperson and half of the mechanics and the service people came out to look at this car. They were opening the hood. I mean, I got a picture of it. It was so funny. They didn't even yet. So I'm very fortunate to be able to work with just manufacturers, the Ford people themselves in this case, to test drive this thing. It is going to be a big seller. Anecdotally, my guy who runs this Ford dealership, they said they have 250, 300 pre-orders, most of them mostly paid. They're waiting for delivery. All they're doing is waiting for delivery. That is going to be a hot one. So feel free to follow me on hightechtexan.com and all my social media accounts to see a lot of the cool stuff that I drive. If you do want to reach me throughout the week, michael@hightechtexan.com, or you can comment on any of my social media. You know, we do this show for 20 years, and we cannot do it without the support of our sponsors, because it keeps this radio show for free. You're listening for free right now. And if you're paying for it, I am not getting any of that money. I have no clue how you're paying for it. Somebody is bribing you, because there's ways to get this show for free. We cannot do it without FireDisc. FireDiscCookers.com. It is the ultimate propane tank. It is portable. We are less than a month from football season. If you plan to tailgate, you need one of these things. It sets up in 30 seconds. It heats up to 600 degrees. It is the party maker. FireDiscCookers.com. Garfield is my last name, and it's also a promo code. It is going to get you 20% off and free shipping if you go to FireDiscCookers.com. You will thank me later for that. Pasadena Insurance Agency. When you drive, you need insurance. And if you don't have insurance, you need a boutique place like Pasadena Insurance Agency. I've had policies with them for 20 plus years for my home. If you have a business, they got it too. At least get a quote. PASINS. Pasadena Insurance. PASINS. They have been here for about 80 years, 80 plus years in the Houston area. They are great. Triple Crown Bingo. Thank you guys. And Wanbridge Homes. Hey, a few more homes to rent in the Bel Air, Texas area, just in the heart of Houston. If you don't want to buy a house and you think they're too expensive and you don't know what to do, why don't you rent a brand new just built house? That's how Wanbridge does it, specifically Edison Park Bel Air, B-E-L-L-A-I-R-E, EdisonParkBelAir.com. If you tell them you heard it from me on the radio, they're going to waive the admin, the application fee. So these are the things that we do. We have some fun with you guys. If you're going to UFC tonight at the Toyota Center in H-Town to root on the Black Beast, Houston's own Derek Lewis, look for me. I'll be the guy there. Not in a mask, but down low. To everybody who's been a part of this show, thank you, Justin King. He's our program director at KPRC. He helps put this thing together. Brian Erickson, the new Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Mark Sherman. Congratulations to that big guy. And, of course, we all owe thanks to the Martini man himself, Eddie Martini. If you don't know these people, Google them, because they're good people. And you are good, too, for keeping me here on your radio dial and now inside your smartphone for 2 decades, starting decade number 3. My name is Michael Garfield. This has been the High Tech Texans Show, coming to you next week right here. We will see you then. Right now, my show, guess what? You got it. It is over.